We are now joined with a new friend of the show. Her name is Strauss Moore Schipple. So welcome. I'm sorry, I butchered it. You say it, Strauss. Go ahead.
Good morning, Strauss Moore Schipple.
Schipple. Sorry, I was halfway there.
You got the first name, which is great.
I was halfway there. And you are here to talk to us today about Juneteenth and an event that is coming up in the city of York. So this event is called Juneteenth, The Conversation Continues. So Strauss, take us out to what this event is going to look like.
Actually, this is the fourth celebration of this event in York, and it started out and continues to be with an educational focus. It is a personal pet peeve of mine that events ought to give us some information that we can take with us and think about. I mean, I am all in favor of fun and the parades and the festivals and the food trucks and things like that. But I also think that there should be an educational component. And that was the focus of this event when it first began 4 years ago in York.
Absolutely, because you need to know what you're celebrating, right? You need to know why you've come out to celebrate. So that brings me to the next question. We hear a lot more, or we have heard a lot more about Juneteenth, I would say, in the past 10 years or so. For those who still don't really understand the meaning and the significance behind Juneteenth, let us know what that is.
The date of Juneteenth is June 19th, 1865. Now, we know that was about 3 years after President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Mm-hmm. So, but this was the date that freedom came to Galveston, Texas. The Emancipation Proclamation freed all of the enslaved persons in the rebellious state, as the wording of the Lincoln Clause. So, but the word did not get to the far reaches of Texas, which was Galveston. So on this day, the federal troop came in and told them that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed and they were free. So that was the initial beginning of the event, historically. Yes.
And I know, you have already said you're really big on education, and you actually brought some things here. I see that you've got a flag on your sweater that is blue and red with it's almost like a star with a starburst and some flags. What is the significance? And I'll hold one so our people can see who are watching us. What is the significance of this actual flag?
Okay, so this is the official Juneteenth flag. This particular version was designed by John Haith, and I think it was in 1997 that he first did this. But as you can see, it has the colors red, white, and blue, which are the exact same colors of our American flags. And that is because these soon-to-be-freed African Americans, although that's a new term, but they wanted to be a part of America. It wasn't like, okay, we're free now, we're going to leave. But they fully intended to be citizens of the United States. So when the flag was designed, they used the same colors as the flag of the country that they were in and wanted to be residents of. Now, here there's a star in the center, and that star also symbolizes Star of Texas, which is where Juneteenth comes from, but also it goes further out to include all 50 states. And on this flag, you can see between the red and the blue, there is a horizon. And this, for those freed enslaved and all of the former slaves in America, it means that a new day is on the horizon. Now that slavery has been abolished, it's a new day for us. It's a new day for the whole country. And then the outside is a nova, and again, that symbolizes the birth of a new thing, and it's for all people. And of course, then sometime later, the date was added to it on the side. The date was not a part of the first iteration, but later that date was added.
Well, I've been talking to folks about Juneteenth for a long time, and that is the first time I've ever heard the explanation of the flag given. So you have done you had a conversation that is going to continue, and that's really what this event is about.
education.
Is the education piece and making sure that all the generations hear about Juneteenth and what that really means. I know that you said this is the fourth annual, and it's kind of looked different in past years. And what can people expect if they do show up to the event? And again, this event is going to take place on Friday, June the 20th, which we said is going to give you time to be able to participate in numerous Juneteenth events. And we'll talk more about the details before we get off air. But what are your hopes for this year, and how is it going to look a little bit different?
Okay, so the guests will be treated to a sit-down catered meal. We have two historians on board who will talk about Juneteenth in particular, but history in general, and where we have come from Juneteenth. Of course, we celebrate Juneteenth. We honor it for what it is, but we know that time's moved on, so we're not, as you say, stuck. And Juneteenth. We are working out from that and what the holiday means, the symbolism of it, but also how it can be applied in our today's climate. So it is at the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd in York, and they have graciously hosted us for all 4 years. But back to the experts, Dr. Dixon McKnight and Dr. Edward Lee are both professors of history at Winthrop University. Mm-hmm. And they've been with us all 4 years as well. And they, again, talk about the history, past, present, and what it might mean for the future of the event. We also have a jazz band, because jazz is an American music form. And so we just want to include that. And we have a surprise every year, so I don't want to say what it is. But there is another surprise this year. The only thing about it is the room where it's held at the church is limited in seating.
Okay.
So we encourage all who want to come to call and make a reservation. That way we can keep track of who's coming and all of that. Call or text. 803-984-7848. Call or text.
And of course, this is a free event.
Certainly.
This is community event. Now, you are accepting donations, of course.
Yes.
But this is a free event. Again, this is going to take place on Friday, June the 20th at the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd right there on East Liberty Street in York. Well, Strauss, it's so nice to meet you. It was a pleasure. And thank you for continuing the conversation. I definitely have some takeaways from today.
Oh, me too. And Dr. Lee is...
he's the best.
Being a former student of him, he is a good speaker on history. So you're not going to miss...
He's a great one.
Yes, we really appreciate him and Dr. Dixon McKnight giving their time for this event. They think it's important. I think it's important.
Absolutely.
And I just want... That's the meaning of the conversation continues, because we'll have this event on the 20th, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we stop talking about it. Mm. Actually, we plan to host events throughout the year based on this event from now on.
And you're more than welcome to come back and talk about those
Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Strauss. It is so nice to meet you, and we look forward to hearing more about it.